5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
You all right? This is David. This is my first ever sort of podcast. It's going to be a bit weird. I'm going to be doing music, a bit of news, weird stuff. I don't want to be doing BBC sort of stuff because that's just depressing, isn't it? It's just, really, it does me in and I can't watch it. But if you hear any sort, this podcast thing is going to have stuff, like little samples and intros and stuff, which aren't mine, so I'm a bit worried about that. I've just admitted to stealing on my first show ever on iTunes, and I'm putting it on iTunes, and I've just admitted to stealing it. But, so that's worrying. So if I get a missed call from an unknown number, I won't be picking that up. But, I'm David. Hope you listen to me podcasts. I'm going to be doing some future ones as well. This is my first one ever. Hope you enjoy it, but take it easy on me and that, because it's my first one. And here's our first ever song. The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet. Brilliant song, that. I right like it, it's right good, isn't it? It's good, cheers me up. I didn't mean to sort of sound myself short before when I said that this is my first one ever. Well, I already did sound myself short when I said that I'm stealing, but before that, I mean, I've done radio before, so I'm not a complete newbie, but you know what I mean, I've never done a podcast before, so this is new, using a little computer by myself sat in a room somewhere. But it'll be alright, we're going to see how it goes. So we'll do a little bit of news. Alright, this is my first thing. Recession blighting people's lives. I don't know what that means, I've just said that all wrong. It's in commas, so someone else has said it, not me. That's not me just making a statement. That's someone else's statement and I'm just saying it. Teachers increasingly fear that high youth unemployment will leave their pupils facing a future on the dole. It's saying stuff like, the story's saying stuff like, pupils have been caught finishing scraps of food and stuff like that. And that they're sort of saying that pupils have got it hard, but they haven't, because I've just left school. And I'm telling you, the amount of people that were shoving chocolate cake in their face, I'm telling you, it's not like they're saying. And they're saying stuff like, kids turn up to school too hungry to concentrate. Well, I'll tell you now, in our school, half the kids were fat, obese, right? Minging looking things, I'm telling you. I won't name the school, but if you're listening, it'll be funny because you know who I am, because of my weird voice, and I've just called you fat. And half of them are fat, I'm telling you. In that school, they were fat. Shoving chocolate cake down. We had pizza, we had curry, we had pasta. I'm telling you, it wasn't nice. It was your typical school dinner food. But, I mean, they were shoving it in. And it wasn't that they were starving, it was that they were fat fucks. And I didn't know that I was going to be swearing in this podcast until just now, but apparently they're going to be swearing in this podcast. Half of them just don't want to learn. And it's not the fact that they're hungry, that they're not learning. It's the fact that they're troublemakers. I'm telling you, in that school, I left 3 years early, I think, because they were nutters, complete nutters, mentalists. I ended up doing Oxford homeschooling. You know Oxford homeschooling? I don't know, you might be abroad listening to this in a different country, but in London we've got a little homeschooling scheme. It's called Oxford homeschooling. It's alright, not bad. But I ended up doing that because, honestly, the schools in London are mental. They're mental, but it's like, I don't think it's because they're starving. I think they are just mental. And it's like, I think people are thinking that kids are these days, but honestly, they haven't. It's like, make the best of what you got, and they've got food. That's one thing that they haven't gone without. They've been saying 16% of teachers have seen their pupils suffering from malnutrition. Well, I'm telling you, they have not been to Lucian, because half of them are sweating, just constantly shoving food in their face. I want them to come to Lucian School, actually, my old school. If anyone's listening, I'll give you my number. I shouldn't be screaming around on my chair on a podcast, should I? That can't be good for the sound. But, I just think that people think that kids have got it a lot harder than they have. I think that anyone can make the best of what they got. And if you want to talk about people that are hungry, we don't need to talk about people in London, really. Except if they're homeless, because I see a little homeless fella set by the McDonald's every day trying to get a bit of food. Give him a pound, sometimes he gets a burger, but not in schools. I think in schools they're fine with food. When I was in schools, but it's a standard school dinner. But you can't sort of say you're starving and just moan about the quality of the dinner. I mean, if you're hungry, you will eat it. You will eat it. And they did eat it, so I don't know what anyone's moaning about, really. So I just don't understand that, but we'll move on to something else, something which I might be able to stand a little bit more. Alright, this is appropriate, isn't it? 10 reasons you're fat. I've just stumbled upon this thing, which is quite fitting, and that. It's a little nice little link between the school dinner thing. Here's the 10 reasons these people have listed for why you're fat. Insufficient sleep. One of them, I can't say the word. Using protein supplements, too many simple carbs, excessive stress, too much sugar, drinking sports and energy drinks, too much caffeine. So they're just saying the same thing over and over again, but saying it differently. Skipping breakfast. But it's the thing that I could think of one thing why you're fat, and that could be that you're eating too much. And I think that's a basic, innit? I think that's what everyone does, really. I don't think it's the skipping breakfast or anything like that. But what annoys me is that you get these adverts on TV and stuff saying stuff like, are you fat? Are you trying to lose weight? We'll deliver your dinner to your door, a healthy dinner. But you do better going out and getting your dinner yourself, you lazy git. I don't know who's ordering dinner, walking into the shops to sort of get your dinner. Even if it's little vegetables and stuff that they're delivering, you'd still do better going out and getting it yourself. That's walking is a good way to lose weight. Running, but then who sort of, some people go, oh, we're too fat, we can't go for a run, our legs don't work. It's sort of like, well then, why did you let yourself get there? You should, I don't know who lets themselves get to that point. Oh yeah, one more cake will do it. I mean, I have one cake and that's it. But some people just constantly shove them in because they taste nice. And it's bad, it's really bad. But I don't think adverts on TV saying stuff like, we'll deliver your dinner to your door is going to help, no matter if it's a fruit or what it is. So we need a better solution than that, really, I think, because that's not going to work. People are just going to sit at home getting free dinners, and that's not good, is it? That wouldn't help. I don't think that would motivate anyone to get out and go for a run. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my number if you're looking to lose weight, and I'm not going to deliver dinner to your door. That's not what this number is for. This number is for if you want to go for a run or do some sit-ups, do some press-ups or do some weights, call me and we won't be ordering dinner together, yeah? We won't go out for dinner, but we will go out and just go for a little run. 0759 527 635.